The Loaf That Wouldn't Listen, a Bryn story. Bryn had been at it since dawn. Three tries, three failures. The recipe, a page from her grandmother's cookbook, soft at the edges and written in a looping, stubborn script, refused to behave. The loaf always came out wrong. Not burnt, not raw, just not the way she remembered it. Too uneven in the rise, crust too mottled, crumb too loose. She blamed the humidity, then the flour, then the wind, which had been nosy all week. By the fourth try, she was muttering at the dough as she shaped it, "You're supposed to be a celebration loaf, not whatever this is." The dough said nothing, but Bryn swore she felt it shrug. When the bell over the bakery door gave its usual morning tunk, Bryn barely looked up. She was watching the oven like it might admit its guilt if she stared long enough. Sam wandered in, scarf loose around his neck, a paper crane tucked in one pocket. "Smells good," he said. "It smells fine," Bryn corrected, "but it's wrong." He tilted his head. "Wrong how?" She pulled the loaf from the oven with unnecessary precision. The top was a little lopsided, one side darker than the other. Bryn frowned at it like it had personally betrayed her. Sam leaned on the counter. "You're going to throw it out, aren't you?" "Yes," she said. "And then I'll make it again until it stops looking like it's judging me." Before she could reach for the bread knife, the door chimed again. A man stepped in, one of the quieter regulars, always ordering the same safe things. Today, though, he was staring at the loaf on the counter like it had walked up and introduced itself. "Is that for sale?" he asked. Bryn blinked. "It's not my best work." "Good," he said, with a small, almost embarrassed smile. "Perfect bread feels like it doesn't need you. It tastes better when it's still trying." Bryn didn't answer. She just sliced the loaf, wrapped it, and handed it over. That afternoon, she found a folded napkin on the counter. Her name on the outside. Inside, a few crumbs clung to the paper, and beneath them, in uneven pencil. "This was the happiest bread I've ever had." Bryn read it twice. Then she tucked it into her ribbon rack, right between. "I was right, and I hated it, and no one knew how hard I was trying." That night, when she baked again, she didn't watch the oven quite as closely. The loaf came out lopsided. But it looked content.